Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, today is going to be hot, so the Salvation Army's cooling areas, cooling centers are going to be open. Open at Burroughs Center, Croc Center, North Corps, Council Bluffs Corps. So officials are urging people to call the centers ahead of time to confirm the hours of operation. But yeah, that's another way to stay cool today. College World Series action. LSU moving on in the College World Series. Florida State sent packing last night. The Tigers beat the Seminoles 7-4. It was an elimination game. So tonight on tap, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, it's TCU versus Louisville. One of those teams is going to be sent home while the other goes on to play Florida in the 7 o'clock game this Friday. So far, we've got LSU now going to be taking on Oregon State at the early game, 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Hopefully so the talk is they're one home run away from setting the record for the new stadium.
Yeah.
But, so the complaint has been since it's at TD Ameritrade, not enough home runs. At Rosenblatt, it was too many. Do you know what the record is at Rosenblatt?
Oh, geez, I don't even know because
just guess.
I can think a lot.
The record for TD is 15 home runs. We're already at 14.
Maybe 20? Yeah,
62.
Jeez.
What? There were 62 home runs in the 1998 College World Series. That's the famous gorilla ball, they called it.
Yeah.
Because, honest to God, every time they made contact, the ball left the park.
What
and
was
didn't
the
just
deal?
Leave the park, like landed in the zoo.
Like, what was the deal? Was it the ball?
It was a combination of
conditions
I think,
and everything.
The bats, ball. The ballpark was aimed a different direction, so the wind usually would blow behind and push the ball completely out. But there were 62 home runs in just 14 games in 1998.
Oh my gosh, they averaged
almost 5 home runs a game.
Wow.
And it was ridiculous, because I remember if you went to that whole series, like, people were like, this is getting clownish. I mean, everything
ping on.
Like,
everyone has a chance.
Somebody beats somebody like by 20 points.
Everybody gets a home run.
It was a little crazy. Now we're a little bit more balanced.
I think so. I mean, it's exciting that there are this many, but yes, 60 some in a series. You're like, that almost feels like a giveaway.
And the ones that they've been hitting this year, I mean, you got some, they're big home runs. They're big ones.
They're exciting.
Know? Yeah, they really are. That last one I saw, God, what game was it? It went over the wall and bounced back in. You know, it's like, it's just more exciting.
Rosenblatt was a little silly because even when the Royals were down there, because I used to work down there, home runs were so common.
So it was an easy
then
park.
They lose their value.
Well, and isn't that the thing in the league? I mean, there are certain parks that you just know. That's going to be, I mean, it just seems to me like if you travel enough that you know, you're like, oh, we're playing in Omaha. Oh, I hear that park's a really nice
your,
one
your
for
bats
home run.
Are salivating.
Yeah. Yes. They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
They're getting sweaty.
And then because there are some parks where it's tough, like just the way it's set up, it's just hard to get it out of the park. But I don't know.
So get on down there. Should be a nice night.
Mm-hmm. Morning people, this morning cleanup continues still from last Friday's storm. People waiting to drop off storm debris. There are plenty of locations open. That Hawthorne Park in Bellevue, Papio, Missouri Natural Resource District in the La Vista Soccer Complex. For the full list of locations, you can go to 3newsnow.com. And the Omaha woman convicted of a multi-million-dollar travel scam is going to serve for another case. That Patricia Urbanowski.
She did already. She got sentenced yesterday.
Yeah, she was sentenced yesterday in Douglas County Court for 7 to 11 years of felony crimes of deception. Yeah. The Creative Creations owner was accused of tricking two employees into using personal credit cards to pay for $50,000 in business expenses. Her sentence will be served concurrently with the 63-month federal prison term that she already received back in January.
So they, every time they do a news story, they go out and they interview people who got gypped, got ripped off.
Yeah.
You know, and they all are like, yeah, it sucks. I mean, really hurt us. But I'm always waiting for some of these people to be like, okay, yeah, she robbed us of a trip. Okay, I'm moving on.
I'm a sucker.
At least I'm trying.
I'm moving on, okay? We went on a nice trip this year. So, what do you want from me?
We had someone here, didn't they, that I guess kind of messed up on that thing? I mean, I think the vouchers weren't that much. I think when people bought them in large amounts, you know, that's when it kind of added up. But there's a whole lot there. So,
I mean, if it's a cautionary tale, it's like, what has happened to business ethics?
Oh, gosh.
There are a lot of people that would do moves like that. Yeah. That are like, the only reason not is would be the issue of whether they get caught or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, she's been this for a while.
Hose that many people.
Yeah.
And they just said that she was upside down. It becomes... like, you know, remember even Bernie Madoff at the very top. Those guys have to keep robbing from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
Because they have no other way out of it. It's just, geez.
So she was advertising $150 airfares on the internet and then pocketing the money and buying only enough tickets to keep some of the people, you know, at bay. Federal authorities have ordered her to repay $4.7 million
good luck
to the victims.
She's going
to
have to sell a lot of cigarettes in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, how do you get that money when you're just incarcerated? I don't know. Tropical Storm Cindy is making its way into the Gulf Coast. The monster storm made landfall this morning in southwestern Louisiana. Cindy is packing winds near 50 miles an hour. Forecasters say life-threatening flash flooding is possible, along with the threat of isolated tornadoes.
Molly just watched that Mark Wahlberg thing. Hey, chicken. Where they're out there on the deep water horizon. They're pulling people off all the rigs. You see that?
Are they?
All the rigs are getting left.
They must have watched it.
There's going to be a spike in oil.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
for like a minute, because they're pulling everybody. All the helicopters are flying them off the rigs.
Really? Okay, for safety, of course. Yeah. You know. Well, I saw the movie too, and it was ridiculous. I've always wanted to hold someone's hand and jump over giant flames into
an ocean.
I didn't
make it that far. Yeah. I haven't gotten again. No, I walked away. I walked away because I knew that I was getting sucked in, and that was so obvious from the casting. Like, that's the funny thing. I keep watching it in pieces. The minute you have John Malkovich cast as somebody, you're like, so that's the bad guy.
Like
the BP guys are so over the top slimy. Like, you're like, were they really that shady?
I know, but don't you, I always liked that front half of the movie.
That's my favorite part.
Up until when something bad happens, you're like, okay, from here on out, it's going to be an action movie.
It's all the backstory, hey, all the fun banter, like, hey, you owe me $5 for whatever, like air boxing, like, hey, and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was so nutty. I love Kurt Russell. I could watch him in just about anything. And he is just Mr. Jim. What do they call him? Mr. Jimmy or something?
It's worth watching, but I mean, it is the cheesy that never happened.
God, Mark Wahlberg.
It's got to be that never. They always got to add that element to it. That never happened.
So if you guys haven't seen the Boston bombing marathon movie Patriots Day, I'm just saying to listeners, if you haven't seen Patriots Day or Deepwater Horizon, you can fast forward to the back half of both movies. Because the beginnings are identical of both.
Okay. The exact same.
They're both Mark Wahlberg showing up work going, hey, chicken, you owe me $10.
Yay.
It's all the jackassery banter.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
And then something bad happens and it's an action movie.
Wow. Well, yesterday was International Yoga Day. I didn't realize it. But it apparently it was compelled the yoga guru, this Baba Ramdev, to gather 300,000 yoga practitioners to successfully set a Guinness Book of World Records for the largest yoga session.
Downward dog.
A lot of downward dog.
What up, downward dog? Is Ramdev now the new guy? Because remember the Bikram guy? He's out.
I think there's different factions of yoga. Like Bikram yoga is different than like Hatha or all these other different ones.
You know, there've been crazy studies lately, Jeff, that yoga is supposed to be awesome for your lower back.
That's
it totally is. That's how they've always said that.
That's what I'm getting into, yeah. So yoga can be just as effective as physical therapy when it comes to relieving back pain. Researchers are saying that they've developed a yoga program with the help of doctors, therapists, and yoga instructors. And the key benefit of yoga is to help people avoid taking pain medication.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to do it. The only negatives are the super extreme ones. There are some concerns for some, you know, those people that...
People who go all in for anything.
They're so expandable. They're like, well, what's going to happen when they get older and you need some kind of muscle rigidity?
You need something to stand out.
You know, the ones that they can bend everything. It's like you might have overstretched the rubber band, but...
Well, I guess patients in the yoga and physical therapy groups showed about the same level of improvement over several weeks.
Molly, why didn't you do the story yesterday? Should we all could have done yoga?
Well, I
know.
The weird thing is that I actually did yoga for the first time in like 2 years yesterday.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with World Yoga Day.
That's the thing. I woke up today and read about yoga. I didn't know yesterday was World Yoga Day. And of all days, that's the day that I finally decided, because I've been having shoulder pain. And my friends are like, you got to get back into yoga. You got to get your alignment
get
back set
into
back
it.
In.
Did you used to do it all the time then?
I used to do it a couple years. I mean, I used to go at least once a week for a long time. I mean, not like I wasn't like a crazy, but I mean, I liked it. It kept me happy.
And it doesn't seem hard.
Centered.
So really the headline of the story should have just been Molly's got shoulder pain.
Well, no, but the funny, I just all of a sudden I come across all this stuff and I thought I would share it with everyone. I wasn't going to share my personal story. I was going to share
this. How's the shoulder?
Yeah, what's the deal with the shoulder?
I get stressed. So I have one shoulder that's maybe an inch and a half lower than the other shoulder.
She suffers from low shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Remember? My alignment is that far off. Like,
oh, wow.
It's like you can look at me and see like that shoulder is lower than the other
one. And low shoulder was the band in Jennifer's body.
They were a good band. I liked that song that they sang.
What is the deal with the hump on your back?
Right. So I'm almost getting to sanctuary type of status. And then I finally talked to somebody because I was like wondering if I should go see a chiropractor or whatever. And everybody's like, well, what about, how have you been handling yoga? I was like, I'm done. They're like, oh, you got to get back into yoga. Oh, you got to get back. Yeah.
What kind of yoga did you do?
So I did like a bunch of different stretches. I did this one, it's like called the Eagle or something.
The Eagle?
Ka-ka!
Yeah.
Ka-ka!
Here's your song.
Ka-ka! Here we are. I love the song.
That's Molly's low shoulder. All right, what else?
Low shoulder. Low shoulder. So Americans worrying a lot more than they used to, and all that stress is may have a connection with weight gain. There are doctors that say that the results show a connection between the stress hormone cortisol and weight. So cortisol is the hormone that's secreted by the adrenal glands, and it tends to ramp up during times of stress. So whether
in fact,
or not
it can fire when you're a baby, when you're an infant in the womb.
Yes.
Cortisol. It's your like, uh-oh, something's happening.
Oh, moving around.
Some people think it has permanent damaging effects on all levels of your life. It's like...
It's there.
It's all...
Waiting,
we all have
shaping
it.
You.
So stress is more chronic today, and they're saying that it can have a long-term effect. They're looking at how cortisol can affect you in different aspects, and what they're saying is one of the things is that they think that there's a link between that cortisol stress and weight gain, and that it's real, mainly because healthy habits like getting a good night's rest, exercise, eating a healthy diet are harder to keep up when you're feeling maxed out. So if you're having like super stress, like at work or your life or money or just...
Oh my God, let's eat some Twinkies.
Yeah!
Oh my God, Taco Bell!
Yes! Have you ever noticed that?
No. Not yet, but I'm going to try to notice it today.
Some people stress eat. Some people stress starve. I mean, it just depends on. But what they're saying is that constant presence of a heightened cortisol level could be attributed to the heavier weight that some people carry.
So do some yoga.
Do some yoga. Chill out. This is all about getting healthy this morning. Come on. We're going into the weekend. It's going to be hot. Take care of yourself.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Tell you how to go Las Vegas land for the hockey announcement, the team picking for the new Las Vegas team.
Yeah.
Any surprises or anything?
No, you guys wouldn't know who any of the guys are, other than they took the goalie from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Marc-Andre Fleury. So last night were the NHL awards, and they, in between the awards, so like MVP, of the past season, they kept saying, and now we're going to pick the next 10 guys. And they had the team do their announcements, and they would go up on the board. So basically, Vegas got to pick one guy from every NHL team.
Yeah, to create.
So there's a lot of trading and stuff going on. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that we don't know. So what I was wondering is, I don't know if the league probably got everybody together and said, okay, let's not get crazy here. Gary, you're going to get to pick, but basically we're telling you you're going to take Gary.
Less is more.
Hey,
today.
Gary.
Because there were guys on teams that you were like, why didn't you pick him? Like, they must have talked.
Okay, yeah.
What's the best play here? I'm sure teams all talked to Vegas and said, you can help me out. We don't really like, I know you like Steve, but we don't really like Gary. And we owe Gary a lot of money. So
yes,
why don't you pick Gary? And then they were like giving him draft picks and stuff.
Insider trading deal.
It was so Marc-Andre Fleury, who was the goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins, who just won the Stanley Cup, he was the guy where he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And then Matt Murray, the rookie, came in like he did last year, and he won the Stanley Cup. But it was still kind of by committee. People were feeling sorry for Fleury because they knew he was probably going to get traded.
Yeah.
Because he was the best available goalie. So each team could only protect one goalie.
Okay.
So Pittsburgh Penguins, what are you going to do? Are you going to take the super young rookie who just won two back-to-back Stanley Cups as a rookie? Or are you going to take Fleury, who got you all the cups, and you know, but he's a little bit
so
older?
So let me ask you this. All right, so
they left him exposed,
but
Vegas took him.
But does Pittsburgh then, in fact, have two of the best goalies in the NHL then?
Oh, yeah, they won the Stanley Cup, yeah.
Well, I know that, but it's like, so there's no other, I mean, they in fact have the top two out of all the other players?
Well, top of every team protected their number one goalie.
Okay. All right.
So basically, Fleury was the best number two.
Okay. Wow.
In theory. So they trotted him out. They're like, here's your new goalie, Las Vegas.
They have golden
hair.
And
he walked out and it looked like he'd been wearing a Vegas jersey for 2 minutes.
So who's this Colorado goalie?
And he waved. And they showed Sidney Crosby looking at him, kind of making a weird face. I think Crosby always makes a weird face. Like, this is weird. I just won a cup with you a week ago, and now you're acting like you're Mr. Vegas. But, I mean, I don't know what else Fleury would do.
Yeah.
I'm sure no player is happy to get. You're the
Probably
guy that
not.
Didn't get picked. Basically, it's like playing dodgeball.
Yeah.
And each team got to pick their favorite players. So if you got taken in Vegas, it's because your team was like, we don't really like him.
Okay. You're not the popular one in the gang.
The guy for Colorado is a rookie. They took rookie goalies. Mm-hmm. They took a lot of really young guys, because also young guys, you don't have to pay them a lot of money.
Oh.
I mean, it's a financial thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw our guy Ben Robert, though. So if people remember, Ben Robert owned the Omaha Lancers for a while. He still has a home here with his lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very nice guy. He is a French-Canadian.
Yeah, he's French.
So he's a mover and a shaker. And I saw him. He had great seats. And during all the red carpet stuff, I kept seeing Ben go back and forth.
Really?
And he was there with all the hockey elite. So I think he's still involved with trying to get an expansion team in Quebec.
Probably next.
So originally, when Vegas got a team that was talking, it was either going to go to Vegas or Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when they add teams, they add two at the same time, and they didn't. They went with Vegas. They were like, sorry, Quebec.
Okay.
So he had an interesting perspective seeing him sit there last night. I'm like, I wonder if he's like happy or sad.
Well, I think his day will be next year.
Well, yeah. I don't know when they're going to do it.
Oh, okay. It could be a couple years from now.
That's something to do, man. And they announced the schedule. So,
they do have the schedule.
Vegas is going to be playing in October. I mean, their new hockey team will be playing in October.
I'm so excited for this. Right. So, people, I go to Vegas quite a bit, you know, and there are limited things to do out there. I have family out there. You end up just gambling. And a lot of times you'll sit there, if you're there for an extended amount of time, and anybody can attest to this, that you sit there and you go, God, I wish there was something more that's more exciting. And there's always other exciting things to do, but this is just one of the most exciting things because it's NHL hockey, you know. And then they're going to have football. I think that might be the following year or the year after. But, yeah, the
Raiders
are going to go there. So it's turning up, man. Now they're talking.
Golden Knights.
The next step will be NBA, and I was like, I don't care, you know. So, yeah, it's becoming a big sports city now, finally. And they lifted some ban. I guess it was a ban. I didn't really realize that, but you couldn't bet on local sports.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the reason why they haven't been able to have any of those professional teams.
Yeah, and they lifted that ban some time ago.
A while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. You know.
It takes a while to put those packages together, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so, yeah. Good
well,
deal.
You remember when, where was Jerry?
Like 2009. It was a while ago.
Jerry Tarkanian. Remember that? He got in trouble. What's the school there?
UNLV.
UNLV. Yeah. Wasn't that when Tarkanian was at UNLV and there was sort of a scandal?
There's something weird going on with that. Yeah, because that kind of tarnished his
Because you can, for a while now, you've been able to gamble on UNLV.
Yeah.
The fear was, they're like, man, if we have a local team in town, it could directly affect players. I mean, me, a gambler, could actually see the player going to the game.
You bet.
And being like, I just put a ton of money on you because you just have a bad knee tonight.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel
94.1.
Morning to you, 6:43.
The high today.
It's going to be in the mid-90s. Got rain to forecast, so.
Mrs. Doubtfire showed up.
Hello. Hello, Jefferson.
Isadora Doubtfire.
Oh, no.
That snuck in on me. That doesn't happen until a little bit later in the night. You know what I'm saying? Put on the wig.
Those are some of your bedroom voices.
Hello, Eileen.
Oh, that would be horrifying. Like, that would be just shut it down. That's a leg. That's a knee crosser.
What if
Mr. Bill. Yeah, hey, that's like the other guy.
So. The window is you get to be with a beautiful woman.
Okay.
But I have to talk like Mrs. Doubtfire the whole time.
Hello, Eileen. Come closer.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's women, weird.
Women were, you know what?
Maybe you like it.
You know? It'll get a little wear out after a while. I mean, especially, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Can you say who's your daddy in your Mrs. Doubtfire voice?
Who's your daddy? Okay.
Oh, that's, see, again. That's
not as good,
again.
So. Doesn't work.
That is
celebrity news.
Wearing bloomers for days. George Clooney. Holy mackerel. Who knew tequila could pay out so well? He just secured a college fund for those newborn twins. He sold his Casamigos tequila company, which he owns with Cindy Crawford's husband, that Randy Gerber, $1 billion.
But the big thing about thing about this is they started this as a joke.
Yeah, this Casamigos.
Wasn't just like, hey, let's get into the business. And
Was it?
No, it was a joke. That's the whole headline. It's like this thing started as a joke amongst everyone, you know, these guys, and then now $1 billion. Who bought it, by the way? Did they say who bought the thing?
I don't have the name of the company. I mean, I'm sure
it's one of the big ones. The people that own Smirnoff, Captain Morgan, and Guinness. It's called Diageo. They own Smirnoff, Captain Morgan, and Guinness.
I figured it was one of those like liquor conglomerates.
But there's a ton of money right now in the tequila industry because tequila is hot and higher end tequila. Like, we kind of gave it a bad rap in the States. We're like, you know, drinking bad tequila. It's like, it's in now. Good tequila.
No, sipping, you know, like they'll have like sipping tequila, like smooth, slow aged. And the big thing is that it's gluten-free because it's made with agave. So a lot of people don't have to worry about it. You know, like people who have allergies.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much tequila is. I mean, almost all of it is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's that lovely agave. Yummy.
So George Clooney. Cool. And and Randy Gerber, they're reportedly staying with the company once the purchase goes through. I think they're just going to I don't know what they're going to do, but $1 billion. I mean, they're like, I don't think they'll have to do much heavy lifting. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly ready for baby number 3, but it's going to go a little differently this time. Kim and Kanye have 2 children, Saint and North. And apparently the decision has been made that they will go with a surrogate this time. So it'll be their child, but someone else will be carrying the baby for Kim. She's got a condition known as placenta accreta.
A legit medical condition.
Yeah, it's like
some
life
people are going to give her grief for going, oh, she just doesn't want to get big. But
no,
she can't. She can't have a baby.
She really has had struggled with the last 2 pregnancies. And I mean, say what you want about Kim. I think she would like to be able to have baby number 3, but it's just been a really painful. She's just not a happy, healthy, pregnant person. I mean, in some people, it's hard when they apparently have the means and they want to grow their family. So this is what they've decided to do. The surrogate. They've agreed to pay her $45,000 plus an extra $5,000 per kid if she winds up having multiples. So if it ends up being, you know, because they do the, you know, I mean, there's a chance of multiples because it's, you know, it's, what do you call it, the implantation or whatever. But the surrogate also will get a $4,000 bonus if she loses her, you know, if she's not able to have kids after this.
It like seems a little low. These numbers seem a little low.
I thought so too. 45 grand, I'd be like, you're Kim and Kanye. Let's bump that up a little bit.
If you got the money and they're bringing a baby for you into the world, then you should be taking care of
Well, I wonder what the average, that would be the interesting thing. What's the average price for a surrogate?
Someone knows.
How much did Tina Fey have to pay Amy Poehler when she farted in her purse?
Farted in your purse.
I mean, I don't know. What's the going rate?
Well, that wasn't a surrogate. That was somebody just having a baby and you were adopting that baby. A surrogate is like, you're going to have the baby for me. It's going to be all my stuff. It's my egg. It's my husband's sperm. And then you are carrying the child. You are carrying our child. So it's like you're renting a womb, basically. I mean, it's very medical. I mean, no, but I mean,
Molly's teaching us the birds and the bees.
No. But I'm saying, just saying, like, for people who don't understand what a surrogate is, it's not just somebody who's having a baby and you're like, I want your baby. It's like, okay. No, I want you to have my baby.
That's what I figured.
And
so
here's $4,000.
Right.
That's it.
$45,000 plus 4,000 bonus if all of a sudden she can't have kids after this. So it's the whole thing. Harry Styles, single again, back on the market. Apparently, he and the 27-year-old food blogger Tess ended their whirlwind romance. She realized she was still in love with her ex-boyfriend.
Dumped him.
Yeah.
He got dumped. Harry Styles got dumped.
He's the one. She's 27. He's 23. Maybe she was just like, you know, maybe somebody a little bit older who's not just debuting their first solo album
He got dumped.
Yeah, it happens. Even handsome guys, superstar rock stars, get their hearts broken.
Stepdad just died.
Oh no, really? That is a bummer. He's not having a very good summer.
His stepdad died from cancer. He was 57.
My gosh.
So he's sort of in a
funk right now.
Double duty depression right now.
Well, ladies, he's out there. He's available. He's going to be doing that world tour, so with a broken heart.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Big Party Morning Show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.